অভিজ্ঞ জবুদি
উইস্কি উইস্কি
উইস্কি
শ্যাম্পেন
باب برادرم پرسید هیچ وقت تو عمرت لیکوید ام دی ام ای چشیدی؟
لیکوید ام دی ام ای؟
تهران is the world capital.
Yeah.
How's the kid?
Rash, when do you want to do this?
After prayer.
Okay. You said they were both for you.
What do you care?
شوي مكاشتم
ولا كلمة اخلص خالص
كيف فاشي هاتنا ميزني كيو كان ميزني
Big company, Connex, our client, loses a huge natural gas contract in the Persian Gulf to the Chinese. At the same time, a smaller company, Killeen, somehow gets the rights to Kazakhstan, one of the largest untapped oil fields in the world. Big company, our client, merges with Killeen. Justice wants to know how Killeen got those rights. You've been scrutinizing exactly these types of deals. So if there's something to find, I expect you to get it before they do and come straight to me. Bennett.
Sir?
At my firm, I have a flock of sheep who think they're lions. Maybe you're a lion everyone thinks is a sheep.
No, I want to talk about the Gulf and how a goddamn emir... What is an emir, anyway?
King. It's a king.
A king. Well, how some podunk king tossed you out on your ass. Every company in the world wanted into Kazakhstan, into the Tengiz, but Colleen got it. And then Connex wanted Colleen, and here we are. I made investments. Investments that'll bear fruit for this company. Hell, Tommy, we've all got the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act committed to memory. I got a little copy of it taped to the wall of my head, right here.
Thank you, Jimmy. You know how much we all appreciate hearing your point of view. However, a U.S. attorney is looking into your relationships in Kazakhstan, and the U.S. government is holding off on approval of our merger. Mr. Janice and I have brought Connex's Washington counsel, Sidney Hewitt, down here to talk about our strategy for the next 30 days. Sidney?
In a way, I feel like Switzerland. And I'd like to remind everybody in this room that they have signed confidentiality agreements. Allow me to introduce my associate, Bennett Holliday, who will be, how shall I put it, building consensus day to day.
Good morning.
You've just visited what someday soon could be the most profitable corporation in America.
Provided the government approves the merger.
Provided we don't start running automobiles on water. And provided there's still chaos in the Middle East. Now the job is, find the problem, fix the problem. And if you do not find a problem, then there is no problem. And when the government approves this merger, it's going to buy a lot of houses out in the vineyard. Maybe even yours.
Soybeans.
I want pig bacon.
I want pig bacon too.
Don't say it.
Here, I'll try it if you try.
I don't even know if I can bite this.
Well, it's crunchy.
How would you do that?
It's kind of hard to cut.
It's pretty bad.
You be quiet.
A merger between two U.S. oil companies is taking place in Houston. The new company, Connex Colleen Corporation, will become the fifth largest oil and gas company in the world. The move affects 37,000 workers in 160 countries, and with revenues larger than the gross domestic product of Pakistan or Denmark, will create the world's 23rd largest economy. Mr. Leland Janis, chairman of Connex, spoke today of synergy and a desire to pass on savings to the consumer.
The merged operations will create economies of scale to deliver the best quality products to the consumer at the lowest possible prices.
Well, this is a merger of necessity for Connex, Rebecca, who wants Colleen's fields in Kazakhstan after gas blocks they were pursuing in the Gulf were awarded to a Chinese consortium. Producer nations continue to look toward developing markets in Asia, which is having a powerful effect on crude prices.
Our position is that there is at least $10 to $12 of instability premium in the market. You have protests in Iran, the threat of more strikes in Venezuela, and the Turks still making noise about Russian crude through the Bosphorus. All right, thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Playing. That's my job. Playing.
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good job for you to have.
Tell Daddy you love him.
I love you, Daddy.
Hey.
The Emir summer party, Marbella, this weekend. Any interest?
Well, I can't. I got, you know.
Got to be huge for the company, Brian.
Oh, you know, it's Maxie's birthday this weekend, so we have
Saturday. I just need your help on this. Ooh, the Emir's party. I'll take that.
Through much finagling, we have an audience with the Emir. He wrote the strategy, and he's not slick.
Je te parie mille qu'il apprenne pas sa stratégie.
No. I didn't even say I could go.
Dollar.
Très bien. Come on. Take the children with you. Beach, summer, Marbella, Max will love it.
Can I do that?
Sure you can. Besides, they love children. John D. Rockefeller. Founded the University of Chicago. Come on.
Hey, Tom Mitchell.
चन्नी बहुत होशियार लोग होते हैं मगर बिल्कुल खराब ड्राइवर होते हैं इनको तो गाड़ी धोने की इजाजत नहीं होनी चाहिए मैं जब तुम्हारी उम्र का था ना पाकिस्तान में हमेशा फासले पे बर्फ
से ढके पहाड़ होते थे हाँ मुझे मालूम है पापा
बिल्कुल दुरुस्त 3 घंटों के फासले पे मगर बिल्कुल वही पूरे आसमान पे जैसे तुम बढ़कर उन्हें छू सकते हो बर्फ से ढके पहाड़ अब जितनी जल्दी हो सका हम एक घर लेंगे और तुम्हारी माँ को भी यहाँ ले आएंगे वादा रहा
Bob's freaking out about this other missile. Where's the missile? Who has the missile? He wrote a memo. Look, I just finished convincing Brit and French intel we had nothing to do with the Emiri job. What do we say to him now? You know that thing we had nothing to do with? Well, something's missing.
He's got to stop this. He's got to stop with the memos. Okay, here's something. You put him up for promotion. He's two. He's a good man. He saved our ass in Beirut in 85.
Yeah, that's great. Terry likes him. We'll get him an audition downtown.
You get him an audition downtown.
They're going crazy about Iran right now. Bob's an expert. Speaks Farsi, for Christ's sake.
Bob has never had a desk job. He's never done 9 to 5, never been on committee. He's got to show up to work every day. He's got to stay on message.
Absolutely. I'll prep him.
In fact, we just pulled one of our officers out, and I took the initiative to ask him to come down here. He infiltrated Hezbollah in Beirut in the 80s, won himself some nice medals. We're thinking about giving him a station.
Beirut in the 80s, is that a resume builder?
Don't choke down on any bait. We're fine. Iran is fine. Fine.
And our analysis seems to be on the mark. We're getting good satellite coverage. We're reprogramming resources into
Thank
Iran.
Thank you for coming over, Mr. Barnes. Next. Welcome back, and forgive me if I wade right in, but forgetting for a second your bureaucratic checklist, I'm trying to get undigested information.
Well, to the best of our ability.
India is now our ally. Russia is now our ally. Even China will be an ally. Everybody between Morocco and Pakistan is the problem. Failed states and failed economies, but Iran is a natural cultural ally of the U.S. Persians do not want to roll back the clock to the 8th century. I see students marching in the streets. I hear Khatami making the right sounds. And what I'd like to know is, if we keep embargoing them on energy, then someday soon, are we going to have a nice, secular, pro-Western, pro-business government?
It's possible. It's complicated.
Of course it is, Mr. Barnes. Thank you for your time.
They let young people march in the street, and the next day they shut down 50 newspapers. But if you satellite dishes up on the roofs, let them have my two dads, that doesn't mean that the Ayatollahs are surrendering one iota of control over that nation.
Mr. Barnes, the reform movement in Iran is one of the president's great hopes for the region and crucial to the petroleum security of the United States.
These gentlemen are with the CLI.
The Committee for the Liberation of Iran, Mr. Barnes.
Maybe you'll get made ambassador to somewhere cool, like France or Italy or Ghana. It's not beyond the realm of possibility, is it?
How's your mom?
Great. She's great. So I know it's still a year away, but I'll have to have a car. A decent car, nothing too fancy, but it has to run so that I can get into Boston and New York. They have a great crew. So they told me I said, crew of what? And they said, rowing. So if I want to row, it'd be fine.
Thank you, Grant. Well, listen. I live in Maryland, which means that you have residency in Maryland, for the University of Maryland.
I'm sorry, can I steal this from you? Thank you so much. I just want a normal senior year, Dad. I want a normal house. I want Cinemax and prom. You know what prom is like in Pakistan? Prom sucks.
Okay, it's complicated, you know. I mean, really screwed up at work.
How?
I was supposed to keep my mouth shut, and I didn't.
What does Mom do again? That we have to live in Islamabad?
She's a secretary.
Both of my parents are professional liars.
Hey.
دي لاس بالماس واحة النخيل الخاصة بنا في جنوب إسبانيا وأتمنى أن يقضي كل واحد منكم يوما رائعا مبتعدين عن صخب الحياة مسترخيين بين الأهل والأصدقاء مستمتعين بالزهور في حدائقنا الزكية الوافرة أو بتذوق الأطعمة الشهية التي لا تحصى من إعدادي وهاتي بلاطنا الفخر. أرجوكم أن تتناولوا الطعام وتستمتعوا بوقتكم معنا، وشكرا. أحب أرحب بأصدقائنا الصينيين في بلادي.
My father welcomes the Chinese to our country.
Of course.
Please. Right there. Thank you.
Arabs are very family oriented as a people. Is that racist?
Sure.
It is.
A little. Well, no, I mean, I guess what you're saying is positive.
Don't. Let him work it out on his own. It's important for his autonomy.
اکلان اگر انسان خدا کی روپ میں بننا ہے تو خدا کا ستیا نا سوچ کا ہے.
نشے سے ڈر رہے ہو؟
مجھے ڈر ہے تمہاری منہ کی بدبو سے.
حکیم کو کچھ نہیں ملا؟
یہ زیوے بھی پہنتا ہے.
اس کو لگتا ہے کہ سالے مولی سے کرا اسے لوت لڑکیاں دے دے گا.
یہ تمہارے چاچا سے بات کرنے ہیں کام کے بارے میں.
یہاں کوئی کام نہیں ہے
فاروق. ان کی ملاقات کراؤ مجھ سے یار.
مجھے تنگ نہ کر.
Are you here to see the Emir?
Yeah.
Me too. What do you do? I'm a partner in a derivatives trading company in Geneva. Energy?
Yeah.
Right.
Brian Woodman?
Yes.
Good evening.
Hi. Hi, Brian Woodman.
We regret that His Highness will be unable to see you. However, we are authorized to hear your proposition on his behalf.
Okay. What, here? Now? Our position is that the real worry for you guys is another year of record pricing. There are no more elephant fields, not even in natural gas. As structural alternatives become more fully realized, you'll need new strategies to maximize every penny of your existing resources, particularly in a climate of falling prices. And that's what our firm is prepared to help problem solve with you, foreseeable and unforeseeable problems you encounter.
هذا البيت مجهز من جينيس هو. واحد من أولادي جاب الأمريكاني مدد الكهرباء.
شوف
سمو الأمير، هذا رائع، هذا مدهش. إليسي كثري
مدهش والله. السنين يتكلمون عربي.
الدنيا مذلمة، يشيل دول المسبح.
هيك ربابة تا واحد غبي.
يا موسى تعال شوف الريموت كنترول شفي.
Thank you.
not talking? Come on, sweetheart, just a little bit, okay?
You're the shark, and you try to tag us as you swim across, right? You jump in, count 1, 2, 3, then we all try to get to the other side, right? Okay,
come on,
I didn't make this coffee for you.
People don't know Danny Dalton, but they know the President of the United States. And they see that I know the President of the United States.
Free making it for me.
The one written into law by the
you.
It's the people
making oatmeal. And then you sleep.
You look like shit.
Trouble at work.
There's
beer in my fridge for when you wake up so you don't die on my floor. The DTs, please don't smoke in my house.
Meaning, not so loosely translated, that money is speech. And last time I heard, speech in the United States of America is protected. You can't limit my advocacy just because it works. I have a sovereign, inalienable right to petition my government. And why is it some dirty little secret that it's in America's interest to do business overseas?
قال حرمتي ابعدوهم من هذا البلد. تعرف ليش؟ لان ما عندهم شغل.
مو بلازم تعفل الحين. انت يدني انا شغل سوي بعدين انت يشوف.
معذره. عندي لسته طويله من الناس اللي يبغون يقدمون هذه الوظيفه.
بعدين انت اذا تحب تشتغل بهذا البلد تعلم اللغه. تعلم تكلم عربي.
यार ये क्यों भाग रहे हैं?
लगता है ऐसा है कि एक छोटे लड़के ने कोई जुर्म किया है और अब नस रहे हैं।
क्यों?
मुझे क्या मालूम यार।
उन्होंने हमें मदरसे में फ्रेंच फ्राइज दिए।
पापा दरवाजा बंद करो।
अरे तुझे पता है इसकी बहन का दिल तुझ पे है।
अरे इसकी बहन की गान बहुत बड़ी है। हाँ लेकिन मदरसे में ये कोई फिक्र वाली बात तो नहीं है।
और लैम, मैं लैम कबाब मिले।
हाँ मुझे लैम पसंद है।
आज तो गजब की गर्मी है
बाबा, हमें यहाँ बात तो नहीं करनी चाहिए। हमें
क्या हुआ तुम्हें?
सचिन नहीं
यार, क्या हुआ? सुषमा
सचिन,
सुषमा
जॉनी
सचिन
Well, if on Monday Iran refuses the IAEA inspectors, you can look to crude prices to spike yet again. Well, it's not exactly a secret that Iran will refuse snap inspections. Okay, Rebecca, thank you.
Go home.
It was a stupid fucking question, Henry.
The prince's man called again. I'm just telling you.
Hey, how bad is it?
Ouch. When a Volvo dealer says that. Okay, you're honorable, decent guys. Right. My wife in our narrow driveway. How the hell are you?
Well, you know, can't complain.
Well, that's not good, kiddo. That's suffering quietly. Married, kids? There is no way a company like Killeen pulled off a deal like this without paying somebody off.
Why don't you tell me what you have so I can respond?
I used to think there was something wrong here. Now I know there's something wrong here. Either you don't find anything because you don't know how to look, or you do, and they carve you out and light you on fire. That's got to be the play here, right? Bennett Holliday. Sidney Hewitt's new boy. How many of those have I seen? 6, 7? They're all gone. He's still Sidney fucking Hewitt.
14-11. Match point.
I think they've got someone inside the deal. Someone they can squeeze.
You mean like an informant?
Yes, sir, like an informant. It's just my opinion based on their overconfidence.
Match point.
Thank you.
You know, if people in oil deals talk to U.S. attorneys, there'd be no oil business. Dean. Bennett Holliday. You know Dean Whiting? Founding partner of our firm.
Of course. Good to see you, sir.
How are you?
We've been discussing the Connex-Killeen merger situation.
Will they get approval? Hell of a large company if they do. I mean, client.
Well, the Tengiz field, Killeen's largest asset's being looked into pretty heavily by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Well, Bennett, as they say in the Bible, there are many, many ways to light Europe.
Yeah, well, there's an arrow on the ceiling pointing towards Mecca. And the Bin Laden Group air-conditioned Mecca. It was a huge project. They made billions and billions. Well, all the women are dressed in black, head to toe, walking 5 feet behind the men. It's 125. Literally 125 and humid. When I walked out of the airport, it was like a wall fell on me. The men are all wearing white sheets. And they're spotless white sheets. I didn't really understand that. They kind of say, it's hot and I don't have to work. I don't really understand how you could do anything in that. I mean, I'd like to see these guys play baseball. Are you okay?
Strange.
Yeah, I'm fine.
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سيحاولون طمس الاختلاف حتى يجعلوا المسلمين الذين يتحدثون في الدين يبدون كالمتعصبين أو المتخلفين. سيقولوا لنا أن الخلاف هو خلاف على الموارد الاقتصادية أو الهيمنة العسكرية. ولو صدقنا ذلك سوف نصبح لعبة في أيديهم. وعندها لا نلومن إلا أنفسنا. ولا يمكن أبدا سد الفجوة بين الطبيعة البشرية والحياة الحديثة عن طريق التجارة الحرة. لا يمكن. الدين والدولة. الدين والدولة ما لهمش غير مفهوم واحد. القرآن. ولا يمكن أن نفصل بين الدين والدولة. لا يمكن. القرآن. مش على طريقة الملوك والعبيد. لا. القرآن. ألام الحياة العصرية لا تعالج بإلغاء القوانين أو الخصخصة. أو الانفتاح أو خفض الضرائب. ولا يمكن أن نقضي على آلام العيش في العالم الحديث عن طريق المجتمع الليبرالي. لا يمكن. والدليل على ذلك سقوط المجتمعات الليبرالية، سقوط اللاهوت المسيحي، سقوط الغرب.
This was a birthday present and a graduation present a couple of years ago. What happened was I was just about to graduate from Oxford and my mother had a horse in the Royal Ascot race, right? The horse won that same day that I was graduating, right? And my trust fund matured. So that tops any birthday present that any of you have bought for me tonight.
Capitalism cannot exist without waste. We should write thank you notes to Mr. Whiting and the USA for producing one quarter of the world's garbage and one quarter of the demand.
You're certainly welcome. Our pleasure, really. Prince, is there anything that we can do for you?
Americans always happy to drill holes in other people's countries. I've heard of you, Mr. Whiting. The cat's paw of the Saudi princes.
I know your brother, the foreign minister. He's very bright. I know your father, too. He threw the second creepiest party I've ever been to in Washington. And as far as I can see, you could probably use a bit of the cat's paw yourself. Second-born son, so beaten down by his family, he can't even tell me what he wants when he's asked straight out. A grown-up baby who's afraid of his brother? And maybe he wants to be king? Maybe? Well, Prince, are you a king? Can you tell me what you want?
All right, what's next?
The lethal finding on the seer came through.
That was quick. You have a timetable?
He'll be in Beirut next week. We could do it there.
That's good. Anybody around?
Actually, yes. I made contact with Misawi. He said he'd be happy to work with whoever we send. I was thinking it'd be good for Bob.
All right. I'll let you have him without going through Terry, but everything better go exactly right. And tell him easy on the memos.
This is the prototype of an oil-rich Arab monarchy. Since prevailing in the tribal conflicts of the 1920s, the Al-Subai family have ruled their kingdom effectively and by most accounts benignly. However, they face enormous challenges in the future. The fact of the matter is that at current levels of production...
Good news. I think we've got something for you, something you'll like, that utilizes your specific skill set. You know this guy?
Prince Nasser al-Sabah.
His money's in a lot of dark corners, paying for weapons that could be used against the USA. Paperwork on polygraphs. Wire transfers to pay to fronts, letters instructing his water ministry to employ Muhammad Sheikh Aghiza, the guy who has your missile.
He's traveling to Beirut. You have experience in Beirut, don't you, Bob?
It's a great city.
This is a bad guy. And who knows, maybe you'll find your blue-eyed Egyptian.
Sorry,
I gotta get going a little early. My daughter's got a soccer game. Big one.
Did you see my report on the missile? Because I reset the guidance to blow 10 feet off the
ground.
Bob,
you just don't get it. Nobody wants to hear about a missing missile, not right now. This is top of the director's list. Hit a walk-off home run. You get any desk you want.
Sheikh Hamad has not yet made a decision about who will succeed him. In our view, Prince Nasser is likely the more ambitious of the two brothers. This, however, does not mean that he will prevail in any succession struggle.
كرمكم أكبر من الجبل يلي يحمينا من الشمس الحارقة
لكن البيت صار صغير علينا شوي يمكن لو تكرمتوا علينا وانطيتونا قطعة أرض يمكن ولدي يبني بيت عليها
صد هذه الصحراء جزاكم الله خير
وعليكم السلام عليكم
My father has ordered the Marbear estate to be razed. There'll be a park.
We're so sorry for your loss.
Six more Northfield blocks are being developed.
We'd like to offer your firm the rights. Six blocks? Which phase?
Third phase.
Okay, so we'd be on stream for 10/100ths of a cent, so $75 million. Great. That's great. How much for my other kid? You know, if I were your economic advisor, I'd tell you that that's not the stupidest thing, financially speaking, that you've ever done, but probably just the dumbest thing you'll do today. Probably. But why would you need an economic advisor? 20 years ago, you had the highest GNP in the world. Today, you're tied with Albania. So, good work. Your second biggest export is secondhand goods, followed closely by dates, for which you lose 5 cents a pound. You want to know what the business world thinks of you? We think 100 years ago you were living out here in tents in the desert chopping each other's heads off, and that's exactly where you're going to be in another 100. So, yes, on behalf of my firm, I accept your money. Thank you.
Fine. I'll have the funds transferred to your firm immediately.
Great.
And I'll give you another 100 million for the other kid. So now you're my economic advisor. Why don't you tell me something I don't already know?
All right, you want an idea? Here's an idea. There's the Eurasian Triangle. Your kingdom is here. Iran is there. Now, for years, you've been selling your oil, sticking it on ships, and watching as it sails away around Africa to there. Okay, now pretend for a second that this is excess Iranian pipeline capacity. That's your route, right there, overland through Iran. You hook up with these pipes here, you commoditize it, you control it, you take it right to the doorstep of every home in Europe. I just doubled your profit. I think that's a pretty good idea.
My granddaddy was a wildcatter, same with my daddy. That's how I got my start. Luck and hard work. Nobody handed me shit. Now I got libraries and parks named after me. And I'll probably ruin my grandkids. You wearing a wire, Bennett?
No.
Mr. Janis, chairman of Connex, and Dean Whiting, founding partner of your firm, are proud members of the Committee to Liberate Iran. Danny D here is too.
D is for Dalton. I was on the other side of the Tengiz deal.
The other side? El Presidente Nazarbayev's best pal in the whole world.
She's a beautiful field, the Tengiz. God damn, is she a beautiful field.
What is it? Irish?
The Irish pray on their knees, the Scots pray on their neighbors.
How's Margaret? You guys divorced yet?
We're not getting divorced.
I don't think in our line of work, two people with your security clearances have made a marriage work. I'm telling you, Bobby, my boy. Number three. That's a charm.
That's a number.
Yep.
I like consulting. No, I love it. Love it, and I'll say this for it. Private business is efficient. There, I've said it. Fucking cliche. And the CIA is like, what, a $30 billion a year business. So anybody wants to sell anything, a pencil, a computer, they got to interface through a security clearance. Don't give me shit. I got two kids in college, and we're doing our kitchen.
Stan, I got a chance to go back to Beirut. I want to go back. Is it safe for me?
Are we talking about with your wife or with the wackos? Clear it with Hezbollah.
سلام.
وعليكم السلام. لدي شعور طيب تجاه الشعب الأمريكي يا بوب. شعب مضياف. يوجد 10 ملايين من المسلمين بالولايات المتحدة.
شكرا على هذا لك يا مولانا. مولانا عندي هذا الشكل المساوي. أريد أفيدك.
مساوي شاب نشيط. لغتك العربية منيحة كثير.
افتكر انه عصن دعوة مولانا انه ما عندي اي اهتمام بحزب الله. هذا الشكل مولانا وما بخيس حزب الله.
اذا كنت اللي عم بتقوله صحيح فنرحب فيك بلبنان.
وہ اپنے سے 10 گنا وزن اٹھا سکتے ہیں وہ اپنے قد سے 20 گنا زیادہ کود سکتے ہیں
لیکن میں ابھی بھی نہیں سمجھا
جو مکھرا ہوتا ہے نا وہ انسان کی گناہوں کا نشان ہوتا ہے جیسے مکھرے نے پیٹر پارکر کی انگلی کو کاٹ کر اس کو آدھے اندھیرے میں ڈال دیا اور آدھے روشنی میں
وہ اصلی مکھرا پہلی پکڑتا ہے پھر ڈانگ مارتا ہے اور بے سود کر کے اپنی شکار کو کئی دن تک مرتا ہوا دیکھتا ہے
نہیں یار یہ فلموں میں کبھی نہیں دکھاتے جا پیچھے ہو جا
ہدا ہتا
السلام علیکم یا شباب هذا ليس خطا
العبوا انظروا حولكم انظروا لاخوانكم واهلكم كيف وحدهم الايمان بالله عز وجل وطاعته
كما ترون نحن جميعا اخوه هنا وعائله واحده
حسين عندك
اي شو بتكتب قبل ده
هذا حسن فان الزنا من الكبائر
نعم بيبك
هذا حسن ايضا
ولا تقرب وازنا انه كان باشتان وصاف دلا
صدق الله العظيم هيا لنصلي جماعه أيوة. تعال
جمال تباري
Rumors of Bob, but never Bob. It is Bob, right? What is it you tell people you do these days, Bob?
Between State Department and Defense.
It's just me, buddy. As requested.
You get some information out, Jimmy.
My name is Musawi.
Okay, Jimmy.
He's traveling in Beirut. It's dangerous to travel. He'll disappear.
I want you to take him from his hotel, drug him, put him in the front of a car, and run a truck into him 50 miles an hour.
It's good to have you back in town, Bob.
Hey, Beirut. No, he invited me to come with him. I think he thinks he's some kind of reformer or something. Anyway, he's got a nice private plane. Hold on, Vincent. Hey. Beirut? It's great. It's like the... It's like the Paris of the Middle East. Yeah, it's like winning the NIT. It's a bad... Just never mind, man. Never mind.
من فضلك American
Canadian
don't see many Occidentals these days it's too bad
is November 94.
Yeah.
Excellent. Did you find the others?
I couldn't find it. Joe's looking for it, and he'll bring it out when he does.
Where's he?
He's back there looking for it. He said he'll bring him out when he finds it.
Thank you, Susan. Hello. Yep. Who's this? Okay.
How you doing, sir? Somebody called me.
What do you know about the torture methods used by the Chinese on the Falun Gong? Huh? Method number one. What's your guess? Water dungeon. Did you guess water dungeon? Number two method? Number two, twisting arm and putting face in feces. Not interested in two. Number three. Number three is called pulling nails from fingers. What do you think, Bob? Number three sound good to you? The purpose is to get monks or whatever to recant their beliefs. What if I had to get you to recant? That'd be pretty difficult, right? Because if you have no beliefs to recant, then what? Well, then you're fucked is what? You're gonna give me the names. Every person that's taken money from you. Oh, that is disgusting.
Come on, Jimmy, you're not one of those Koran thumpers.
My name is Musawi.
سعيد الهاشمي غاضب عليك كثيرا يا مصوي. سعيد هاشمي يحافظ على كلامه. أنت أيضا ضيف حزب الله يا مصوي.
صناعة أمريكية عالية الجودة افتح ولكن بالكاد يصيب أي هدف ولكن مع هذه الشحنة الموجهة من الإمكان إرسال قذيفة من النحاس المذاب، يمكنها اختراق جدار من الصلب سمكه 30 بوصة. لا تلمس، هذا خطر.
We just received a dispatch from Damascus, 8 minutes old. Moussaoui shopping a story that we sent Bob to Beirut to assassinate Prince Nasir.
I better go talk to Terry.
Can we get this guy? I mean now, real time now.
Moussaoui?
I'll call you back.
The practical answer is no. Not before he goes into another mosque or a newspaper and the story gains traction, no.
Does he have Bob's name?
Not his real name, but Masawi's been shopping photos of them doing the deal long lens, photos of Bob being held. I mean, we're lucky this guy is alive.
The whole contact was a setup. Masawi now apparently works with Iran. First he tortures our guy, then he peddles a CIA connection.
Put some space between us and Bob. Bob has a long history of entrepreneurial operations. We haven't really had a handle on Bob for years. After 9-1-1, some people got a lot of leeway, let their emotions get the best of them. These are complex times. There's already an active investigation into Bob's activities in. Help me out here.
Tehran, the Amiri brothers' job.
We're trying to find out who might have hired Bob for the Amiri brothers' job. Could the same people be behind the Nasir job? A lot of people probably want this Nasir dead, and Bob knows lots of people. Fill in the rest. Send me everything.
You first established contact with the Amiri brothers in 1998?
Yeah.
You met them at a party in the south of France?
Yes.
Party given by Reza Rayani?
Reza, yes.
Were you aware they were involved in the illegal arms trade?
Of course I was aware. That's why I went.
Were you aware these two men were Iranian intelligence officers?
What do you think?
This is a diplomatic incident. Two men have been murdered. We've been tasked with the damage assessment.
We'll need you to turn your passport over to us.
Passports.
Hey. Hey, I found this. Wire transfer.
Russian, I don't speak Russian. Get it translated. Do you speak Russian? These are dead.
Oh, thanks.
What are these?
Orphans, you know, things that don't make any sense. Oh, that one's pretty interesting. The Lily School. It's a boarding school in Switzerland. Paid for by wire transfer.
Meeting's already started. You're not on the list. This is not an open function. You're not wearing a badge. You don't have a wristband. This is a private gathering.
Take this to Sydney Hewitt.
They are pushing for the segregation of universities and the banning of the wearing of colorful clothes. But 2/3 of Iran's population is under 30. and more than 60% of university students are women. And those restrictions are like a small pebble in front of a massive tidal wave of reform.
Iranian resources are abundant, and given the chance, there is no limit to what the Iranian people can achieve. Their hopes are the same as all people in every land, to live lives of dignity in a nation of peace. And America will help them.
Clean Oil, through Daniel Dalton and Petroika Energy Consultants, created assetless shell companies owned by the heirs of Nurzan Detyev, Minister of Domestic Resources for the Republic of Kazakhstan. This was discussed at the Upstream Division meeting held in January 2003.
I was at the meeting, but I don't focus on those kind of details.
Wherein it was described that Colleen bore all financial risk, but Minister Detyev's children, while attending the Lilly School in Switzerland, were entitled to all the profits, $70 million.
I attended the meeting, but as I said, I don't focus on those kind of details.
Further, Daniel Dalton Jr. and Petroika Energy Consultants colluded...
A firm retained by Colleen prior to Connex's involvement.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Tommy, we both got letters from the grand jury. It's not your own private little pity party.
A good faith purchaser is in good faith only if they knew nothing of the problems at the time of the purchase.
This is all business we're talking about, right?
Lowy's little shareholder knows we deal with some of the most stank places on Earth.
And it is illegal to offer gifts, money, the promise of money, or anything of value to influence foreign officials.
Is it? I have personally seen a bill from your law firm to the government of Saudi Arabia for $36 million. A one-line bill for services rendered.
The business of Whiting Sloan is not under discussion at this time.
Well, it ought to be. Danny's a good man. He's a friend of mine.
A Mareva injunction?
Some people, cousins of mine, actually, sued my father in the Commonwealth, alleging that he broke an agreement to repay funds transferred from the state. He calls them aggrieved royals. Aggrieved about what? That he tried to cut their allowances from 100,000 a month to 80? With your garb, Twilamon.
Désolé, Votre Altesse. Votre père ne se sent pas bien. Je suis désolé.
My cousins aren't bright enough to be anything but finger puppets. And my brother has faith only in his own cunning. What do you suppose they're up to, my brother and these American lawyers? Tell me, what are they thinking?
What are they thinking? They're thinking that it's running out. It's running out. And 90% of what's left is in the Middle East. Look at the progression. Versailles, Suez, 1973, Gulf War I, Gulf War II. This is a fight to the death. So what are they thinking? Great. They're thinking, keep playing, keep buying yourself new toys, keep spending $50,000 a night on your hotel room, but don't invest in your infrastructure, don't build a real economy, so that when you finally wake up, they will have sucked you dry, and you will have squandered the greatest natural resource in history.
Come with me, please. I studied at Oxford. I have a PhD from Georgetown. I want to create a parliament. I want to give women the right to vote. I want an independent judiciary. I want to start a petroleum exchange in the Middle East. Cut the speculators out of the business. Why are the major oil exchanges in London and New York anyway? I'll put all of our energy up for competitive bidding. I'll run pipe through Iran to Europe, like you proposed. I'll ship to China. Anything that achieves efficiency and maximizes profit. Profit, which I will then use to rebuild my country.
Great, that's exactly what you should do.
Exactly. Except, your president rings my father and says I've got unemployment in Texas, Kansas, Washington State, One phone call later, we're stealing out of our social programs in order to buy overpriced airplanes. We owed the Americans, but we've repaid that debt. I accepted a Chinese bid, the highest bid. And suddenly I'm a terrorist. I'm a godless communist. Dean Whiting, who represents not only these aggrieved royals and my brother, but also Connex Oil. They've been pressuring my father to invalidate the Chinese contract, but they underestimate him. This is about his legacy to his people.
I know it seems like people sitting in hotel rooms. I mean, and that's what they do. That's how they do business. But we're talking world historical stage here. And with the delivery deals we can make in Europe, transport through Iran, I mean, this guy might be able to revolutionize not just his country, but the whole region. As soon as his father keels over, this guy could be like Mossadegh in 52 in Iran. The real democracy rising up organically. I mean, that's if we can be a part of any of these countries, getting a parliament, I mean, helping them find efficiency, showing them how real...
Stop it.
Julie, the little company that I started working for is now chief economic advisor to Prince Nasir. Do you understand what that means? Dude, it's like somebody who's put a giant ATM on our front lawn.
Here's a question. How do you think it looks to profit off the death of your six-year-old?
Fuck you. Fuck you. I changed the diapers. I put cream on rashes. I took him to his checkups. I cared about every fucking percentile. I did everything right.
We're going back to the States.
Good.
जब मैं मर जाऊंगा मैं चाहता हूं कि जो लोग मेरी विरासत में हैं वो ये करें एक जो लोग मेरा जनाजा तैयार करें वो नेक मुसलमान हों जिससे कि ये मुझे खुदा और उसकी बख्शीश की याद दिलाएं दूसरा मैं नहीं चाहता कि कोई अपने कपड़े फाड़े या अपने मुंह पर थप्पड़ मारे क्योंकि ये एक जाहिल बात है तीन मुझे नहीं चाहिए कि कोई औरत जो पेट से हो आकर मुझे अलविदा कहे क्योंकि मैं ये पसंद नहीं करता चार
Some trust fund prosecutor got off message at Yale, thinks he's going to run this up the flagpole, make a name for himself, maybe get elected some two-bit congressman from nowhere with the result that China or Russia can suddenly start having at our expense all the advantages we enjoy here? No, I tell you, no, sir. Corruption charges. Corruption? Corruption is government intrusion into market efficiencies in the form of regulation. That's Milton Friedman. He got a goddamn Nobel Prize. We have laws against it precisely so we can get away with it. Corruption is our protection. Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why you and I are prancing around in here instead of fighting over scraps of meat out in the street. Corruption is why we win.
How'd it go?
Well, he's got kids, wife.
He broke the law.
Mr. Janus himself wanted me to extend you an invitation to Oil Man of the Year. He's being honored. So it should be a nice weekend. Relax. Get yourself a massage. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is Jane in?
She's in a meeting.
But Fred?
He's in a meeting.
Hey, come on, take a ride with me.
Do I have a choice, Don?
Of course you do. This is just a courtesy call.
Bennett, I know you know about the crime fraud exception to attorney-client privilege.
I do, Don, very well.
Then you also know your client is into some shady stuff and is starting to look like you could be involved in hiding the true nature of the transactions.
That's quite a statement, Don. One word. Dalton.
Danny Dalton?
Defrauded the government of Kazakhstan of funds to which it was entitled. Defrauded the people of Kazakhstan of the right to the honest services of their elected and appointed officials. 7 years. Does three, maybe 2.5 on your recommendation.
And let me guess. This was a solo act without the knowledge of Connex or Colleen Oil of Mr. Lee Janis or Jimmy Pope.
Dalton's a bit of a rogue, it's true.
And he'll have a nice little trust fund waiting when he gets out.
Not so little, I imagine. Look, Don, we can spend the next 5 years in court to get back to the very place that we're at right now. And they will fight tough. They'll fight dirty. They'll pressure your boss. They'll pressure the people who appointed your boss. They'll pressure the wives of the people who appointed your boss. And you will never hit them any harder than this. And you know it.
I'm sorry, Bennett. I don't think Dalton's enough.
Looking at Matt.
I didn't say anything.
You have nothing to say.
Hey, Fred!
Been such a good boy.
Fred!
Hey, Bob. There you go, pal. Tell you what, Katie, take that in. Hey, Jack! Sister. You're first. Take the kids inside. I'll be right in, okay?
What's going on, Fred?
okay. Be in a sec. FBI's got it, Bob. That's pretty clear.
Nothing I can do about it. You know it. It's a criminal investigation. Two men were killed.
I was almost killed. Now they're asking me questions about the Amiri brothers, asking me questions about Tehran.
You gotta understand, this wrecks careers. I shouldn't even be talking.
I punched in Prince Nasir al-Sabai, and my computer gets seized. Now, where did that job come from? Where did the Nasir job come from?
I'm advising you to drop it.
Why am I being investigated? Why am I being investigated, Fred?
Goodbye, Bob.
Harami!
शायद मैं इस काम के लिए ठीक नहीं हूं।
सवाल पूछने का मतलब यही है कि तुम्हारा ईमान है जो इसे और मजबूत करता है।
मेरे ख्याल से ये सब बकवास है।
हमें खानदान वालों के मामलों दखल देने का मौका मिलेगा और हम उनकी जरूरतें पूरा कर सकेंगे। तुम अपनी माँ को यह हाला सकोगे।
تعبان يا ولدي. طال عمرك. من بيكون الأمير؟
أخوك.
الحمد لله. بطلب منك تستمر كوزير الخارجية.
ما يصير يسوي كذي. أهو ما يقدر يدير مهور. ما بالك دولة.
أنا أحب أوروبا وأقدر إني أعيش سعيد فيها. قراري نهائي وبطلب منك إنك تساند أخوك.
ما يقدر أسوي كذي.
الأعرب من قرون يحكمونهم ناس ما يحترمون القانون، يعطون بعض ناس اكتكارات للشيعة ويسحبون الأعمال التجارية ويسببون في البطالة، ولينتقدونهم يحذفونهم في السجون أو يقتلونهم، والنسوان يعملونهم معاملة شنهم معاطنات من الدرجة الثانية.
بكرة يتوجون أخوك. الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية يأيدونه وعندهم حوالي 10,000 جندي في بلادنا.
صح. أبويا مريض ما يبي يحارب الأمريكان، لكن هناك ناس يبون. بلد سكانه 5% من سكان العالم، أو يصرف 50% من التصريف الدول العالم في التسليح. هذه معناه إنه قدراته على الإقناع ضعيفة.
fallout. They're worried. You may want to talk about it. But if you're already under investigation, what about Masawi? He's a soldier. He's just like you.
Why are they doing a damage assessment on the Amiris and on me for doing my job?
This is about our interests in the region. So if Prince Nasir won't allow our military bases in his country, and his little brother will, we'll probably have to do something about that.
Who's worried about the Nasir job? Who's worried about me talking? Stan. Who's worried?
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Whiting? This is Home Seal Security?
Yes, this is Mr. Whiting.
Hi, we're showing a motion sensor failure in your downstairs study.
Yes?
Like I said, we're getting a failure message. Do you want me to stay on the phone with you while you walk around or send a car?
Around. Well, everything seems fine.
How are we doing, Mr. Whiting?
Everything's fine. The door's unlocked.
Did you leave it unlocked?
Send a car, you imbecile.
You were in Beirut in 84.
Mm-hmm. I lost friends there. As I'm sure you did. I got a peek at your file. You're a good man. One whose experience is narrow and deep. Your entire career, you've been used. And probably never even known what for.
I didn't used to need to know.
In this town, you're innocent until you're investigated.
Innocent until investigated? It's nice. It's got a nice ring to it. I bet you've worn some miles on little sayings like that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Gives a listener the sense of the law being written as it's spoken. If anything happens to me or my family, an accident, an accusation, anything, then first your son will disappear. His body will never be found. Then your wife. Her body will never be found either. Now, this is guaranteed. Then whatever is the most dangerous thing that you do in your life, it might be flying in a small plane. Might be walking to the bank. you'll be killed. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you to acknowledge that you do understand so that we're clear and there won't be any mistakes.
Beirut rules, Mr. Bond.
I want my passports back.
Da'rani.
Assalamu alaikum, awlad. Kwayseen, khair. Taha ala surat al-ikhlas, ya awlad.
Isa, da'rani.
السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نحن جماعة صغيرة ذات إيمان عميق وأمال عريضة، ومن هذه الجماعة تنبثق جماعة أخرى، هم زاهدون عن الحياة الدنيا من أجل نشر دين الحق. أنت الآن مستعد؟
تعلن شركة كونيكس كلين أويل عن تقديم هدية عبارة عن مستشفى جديد للأطفال سيبنى على شرف الأمير الجديد.
أنا معي الأولمبيكس من هذا باب سليت اللي أنا جادتها
باب سليت لعي
وسيم جانتا يا باب سليت كيا ہے
أبا مجھے ذرا پیسا چاہیے
أنا باب سليت کے بارے بتا
بھائی پیسا چاہیے مجھے
أنا بھائی أنا باب سليت کے بارے بتا
باب سليت کے چھوٹی سی گاڑی ہوتی ہے پاپا مجھے پیسا چاہیے
ایک چھوٹی سی گاڑ ہوتی ہے جو برف پر ٹریک سے نیچے جاتی ہے
پاپا پیسا مجھے چاہیے بس کے لیے
برف کیسے چمکتی ہے تمہارے پاؤں تلے چرم مر کرتی ہے
Not enough. I'll be real careful. You dig a 6-foot hole, you'll find 3 bodies. But you dig 12, and maybe you'll find 40. Christ, China's economy ain't growing as fast as it could because they can't get all the oil they need. I'm damn proud of that fact.
We need another body, Mr. Pope.
What if it involves somebody at your firm? Someone way the hell above you? We'd have to have an understanding.
Well, if he's as big as you say, and when he goes down, the merger will be approved.
Just like that.
Oh, we're looking for the illusion of due diligence, Mr. Poe. 2 criminal acts successfully prosecuted. It gives us that illusion.
Call me Jimmy.
Thank you.
He's a visionary. He's like Faisal or Ataturk. The people love him. And the country's going to be his by Monday. Look, it's not like you guys have backed the wrong horse here.
Sumo al-Amir.
No, look, he's got 9 of 11 generals. We're on our way to the palace right now. This is really happening.
Silver Range Rover.
With a sunroof.
Silver Range Rover, sunroof, 4th from lead.
Guys, help me out here.
It's coming now.
This is good. You done good.
Lee, you have guests.
No!
Sid!
Leland.
Bennett Holiday. How are you, sir? Lee Janis, how are we doing?
Well,
those number crunchers can get a little overzealous, can't they? Christ, when we write the gap rules like some sort of abstract painting, you stare at that liability hard enough, and before long it'll turn into an asset.
No, thank you.
You don't drink?
No.
It is really beautiful out here.
What is that?
What?
In front of them. The Bedouin always have right of way.
Lawyers are saying, hey, if you can't trust a big five accounting firm, and the accountants are saying, hey, we're not lawyers. Legal didn't understand, accounting didn't understand, and nobody understood anything. The regulatory bodies had to scratch their heads for a minute that nobody at Connex or Colleen was at fault. But this merger is so balance positive for American consumers that ultimately justice wants it. Federal courts want it. Everybody wants it. Our real client, after all, is us. The American people, and we are increasing American access to oil in Kazakhstan. So all they asked is that we give them a little something meaningful, which we did, and they got out of our way.
Something besides Dalton?
Unfortunately, yes. And the best option seemed to be a secret deal for excess Iranian pipeline capacity that I uncovered during the diligence. A little side deal benefiting the lead lawyer involved in the Connex-Colleen merger approval process.
What do you think you're doing?
Of course, it's illegal for an American to control these rights.
Stop right now.
Is there something that you want to tell me, Sid?
Good afternoon. I want to thank our hosts for a wonderful spread. The strawberry juice is delicious. Let me just say, on behalf of Connex Colleen, how pleased we are to be back in the Gulf. Luda?
Your Highness, why don't you ride together?
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Ladies and gentlemen, this year's Oil Man of the Year, Mr. Leland Janis of Connexkillie.
What the hell is that? Excuse me. Hey, are you seeing that? That is.
Take the target out.
Roger. Four miles. Two miles.
You're the Canadian.
Target destroyed. 2344 EDT.
I'd like to accept this award on behalf of the employees of Connex Killeen, our people, the finest in the world. Guys, could I get you to stand up for a moment? Please, stand up. Connex Killeen. And I'd also like to thank our strategic friends from around the globe who are here tonight, most especially Amir Meshal Al-Subai. Amir, thank you so much.
Okay, Hacı abi, neyse. Hey, kimsiz hakaret du. Hakaret var, çabuk hakaret var.
جنازے کے دوران میں یہ چاہتا ہوں کہ سب لوگ خاموش رہیں اور میں اپنے دائیں طرف لیٹ کر رکھنا چاہیے اس کے بعد میرے اوپر تین بار مٹی پھینکتے ہوئے یہ کہیں اس مٹی سے ہم نے آپ کو بنایا اور اسی مٹی میں ہم نے واپس بھی آنا ہے اس مٹی سے ایک نیا انسان بن جائے گا
Thank you.
सबको कहना चाहिए कि मैं पाक दिल के साथ खुदा को प्यारा हुआ और अगली दुनिया ही असली जिंदगी है। अगली दुनिया ही असली जिंदगी है।
Come on, man. Leave the beer.